What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, and we're going to take some phone calls here, starting with Robert in California. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I hope you and Claire are doing well.
We're doing okay, thank you.
Oh, good. Yeah, meanwhile, our government isn't.
That's, yeah, they're in trouble. They're tearing themselves apart.
Well, you know, something keeps coming to my mind. And, you know, I was one of those people that started noticing this early on, like years ago. But isn't it getting to the point where there's enough populace realizing the corruption in our government now that, you know, people will stop paying it mind? When are we going to stand up and start doing something about this? Or are we going to watch our country fall apart?
Right now, we're glancing over our shoulder to make sure we're not being followed by whoever it is we're being told we should be afraid of. And that's really what's going on with all of this, you know, fanning up race hate, getting the gays and the straights angry at each other, men against women. The U.S. government is trying to fragment the U.S. population so that we can't pull together and stand up as a single American people to oppose them. And it's an old, dirty trick. They were pulling it back in the 1960s during COINTELPRO, and I wish people would really wise up to that. And even with this political correctness stuff about, you know, everybody being offended so that we're afraid to speak out on any topic because somebody might be offended. Well, I think that comedian from Australia, I'm blanking his name, Stephen something, you know, had it right. Be offended. I don't care. Because you can't have
free speech and an
offense-free environment.
No, you're absolutely right. One of the biggest bases of our freedom of speech is to be able to say what we want, and if somebody doesn't like it, they're welcome to ignore it and go on with their lives. Oh, God, and this Jesse Smollett thing is just starting to make me be really upset with people who like to lie.
Well, the problem with him being just let go like this, it sets a dangerous precedent. First of all, you know, this could have resulted in some black people just starting to shoot random white people. And I'm glad that that did not happen, or it's not being reported as happening. But this is now sending a message that it's okay to fake hate crimes and get media attention, you know, as long as it's pushing the agenda of there's a race war and white people are bad and Trump supporters are bad or heterosexuals are bad. Let me see if I cover all the bases. Or anti-Semites are bad. And the guy just skates. I mean, this cost him about $10,000, but he makes a lot of money off of his gig with Empire.
Yeah, I really hope they're about done with him. I noticed the actors on the Empire set are kind of split about the whole thing, and I don't want to hash over it. I'm actually not really interested in giving Mr. Smollett any airtime, but, you know, the whole precedent, it's like you said, man, we've got such a chance for other people to repeat this process right now that we're looking at a dangerous situation. And
agreed.
I'm just really hoping that there is a way that we can actually rein this in. I mean, we need a whole lot more public involvement. Obviously, that's not happening. I just don't even know what to say about it. I keep trying to talk to my neighbors, and I have the disadvantage of living in California. Most of my neighbors are liberals. They're ready to call the cops on me when I try to tell them the truth.
Yeah, I've run into that here in Hawaii. And, you know, liberals, for all this talk about inclusion and diversity, they as a group tend to be very closed-minded to anything but the liberal universe. They're not willing to listen to other points of view. You know, and
I don't know. I think they want to include every one of us. I think they want to include all of us onto a roster so they can track us and subjugate us to their authority. And they want to include every one of us.
They want to include us all as long as we're willing to convert to liberalism.
Yeah. Well, Mike, that's about all I got today. I really appreciate what you guys do, and God bless you, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Mike, I have a question on the Mueller report. I got in a little late. Just wanted to ask you first, you mentioned numerous times that you were once a magician.
Yes.
Did you have a signature Frick?
Boy, that's going back a long way. I mean, this is how I paid for my college education. I invented a few small card tricks, and, you know, I got to work the amusement park circuits. I got to do the Playboy Mansion. When I was in Great Britain, I got to visit the Magic Circle, which is their private magician's club, like the Hollywood Magic Castle, because there's sort of a reciprocity agreement. And I actually got to meet Prince Charles there. And apparently he was into magic all those many years ago. I taught him something that I'd invented. But signature trick, not really. Not really. I preferred close-up. I did stage magic, but I preferred the close-up stuff.
Did Prince Charles give you a lecture on global warming?
No, that was way, way before Al Gore came on out with all of this stuff. No, back then he was a very pleasant gentleman and just... You know, he was just enjoying being the prince.
Okay. Mike, the previous caller sort of, before I get to Mueller, sort of stole my thunder. You mentioned this hoax of the Mueller, the Russiagate and all, which is, you know, which was confirmed. But I think there's a bigger hoax, and the previous caller referenced this, that most Americans, a lot less than in past years, but most Americans are under the spell that we still live in a democracy and the U.S. is a source of good around the world. That's a problem. I'm wondering if, you know, they're going to be, or more and more people need to be disabused of that idea.
Well, this nation was never intended to be a democracy. We're a republic with a democratically elected leadership that is supposed to be held to limited power. That part hasn't worked out very well. As far as the United States being a source for good in the world, it's kind of hard to imagine anybody that is paying attention to what's going on still thinking that that's true.
Well, the problem is that most people either aren't paying attention or they're still watching the corporate media. That's the problem.
Well, that's going to change. I mean, if you look at Rachel Maddow's numbers just since Monday, you know, I think the American people just had their grand awakening, their Buddha on the road moment relative to the corporate media. I think we're going to see numbers dropping all over the place.
I hope so. On the Mueller report, I'm just curious. I mean, why isn't it being released to the public? I mean, I feel like the public, we paid for it. We paid the salary of Mueller and his army of Democratic lawyers and aides and assistants. Why? I mean, haven't prior reports by independent counsels been released to the public? I mean, I recall the Watergate.
Some have, some have not. I mean, some have, some have not. There's always that thing about, you know, national security, and we have to keep it secret here. But Trump wants the report made public. The Republicans want it made public. Apparently, the Democrats are now flipping, and they don't want it released. And I just saw a crawl on Fox News where apparently Barr is now talking about a timeline for the release of the full report. And also on Fox News, Judge Napolitano, who was right on top with pushing this whole Russiagate thing, his response to the Mueller report is saying, just you wait until the full report is out. There's evidence of conspiracy in there, and Trump's opponents are going to have a field day. Conspiracy to do what? Mueller found nothing. And it's like this whole
thing. Who said that?
You know, they're talking about they're pushing conspiracy to do nothing and obstruction of justice in a case where no crime was committed. I mean, that's how desperate these people are.
You said Judge Napolitano said that?
Yep.
Oh, I thought he was a Trump supporter.
He had been, but lately he seemed to be, like, kind of turning on him.
Maybe he's upset because he got passed over for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I think that's exactly when it happened.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Tom in Idaho. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's happening with you, man? Well, everything that's going on is pretty great, I think. The Jussie Smollett thing's magical. For the simple fact is, they dropped the charges. But as it comes with Trump, I think he has some stuff that he absolutely, unequivocally has to get done in the next, I don't know, 10 days. Otherwise, he's got to be screwed. But
I agree. I mean, this is his moment, and he should be taking advantage of it. Instead, he's out there, you know, with Guido's wife and treating her like the First Lady of Venezuela. He gave out a posthumous Congressional Medal of Honor today. And you know what Trump is really missing is a real shark of a political advisor, because it almost seems to me like during these first 2 years, in terms of the political sense, he's been drifting. Now, he's being led around by the nose in terms of foreign policy, but in terms of, you know, supposedly getting ready to run for re-election in 2020, I don't know who's in charge of his campaign, but he needs a political advisor that's going to whisper in his ear saying, look, right now the American public are on your side. The corporate media has, you know, hoisted on its own petard. And now's your time. Come on out with the FISA documents. Just do something to show that you're resurgent, that you're ascendant, that you're putting on those presidential brass knuckles. Like I said, I'm going to give it 2 weeks. And if Trump hasn't taken advantage of this window of opportunity in 2 weeks' time, then he's a write-off. He's never, ever going to stand up and be a leader.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, too, if you look at all of the things going on, with our government anyway, God, do they look terrible, just absolutely terrible. They look like who they actually are, a bunch of liars and thieves. You know, yes. I personally don't align myself with political parties because I don't align myself with known liars and thieves. I mean, that's just something every day. Nowhere in society do we allow people like politicians and how they act to be, I mean, if obviously if you're a drug head or, you know, drug or whatever, clearly that's your kind of people. But, you know, the average person would never allow somebody like these politicians to be, you know, part of their life. You know, with the Smollett thing, good God almighty, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, look at the optics on that. That is terrible. And then just everything. Oh, no, he's lying. Mueller's a Russian agent.
Yeah, they got that. No, now they're clue. Saying he's incompetent. Now they want William Barr to testify before Congress as to just how he could come to the conclusions he did based on the Mueller report. I mean, they're not willing to let go. They're absolutely not willing to let go.
Well, when you lie, you have to keep up with it. And
yes, you do.
And that just compounds the lie to more lies, to more lies. To me personally, I think it's great that's what's happened, but it also further reiterates to me, in my opinion, that we are headed for a government collapse pretty quick, because if you look at all of the stuff that's going on, you have these states saying, oh, we're not going to put Trump on the docket and all this stuff. Where do they think that's going to lead them? You know, and like you were talking about earlier about how Google skewed searches and,
yes,
you know, all this other stuff that was going on. Yeah, maybe we should do the mid-election, you know, the midterms over again. For the simple fact is, I think that it would be a lot harder for the opposition people to create some environment to where they are in control of everything. So say we had it in a week. That's not enough time for them to get their stuff together and, you know, do some fraud stuff. But, I mean, who knows? I think it's great. I don't care. I think they're all liars and thieves. Even guys like Rand Paul, who seemingly comes off as a legitimate guy and all that stuff, he knows what happens. He knows what goes,
yes,
on in the government. And yet
yeah.
I want to see somebody get up there and one of these things and one of these politicians start lying. And then they're like, you're a liar. You're lying. Oh, I'm not lying. And just punch somebody in the mouth. You know, because at some point people are going to be over it. And I think a lot of Americans are over it for the simple fact is, look at all this crap. You know, Rand Paul, he's part of the problem, too, because he doesn't do anything about it. I mean, if you get how many politicians, we'll say five, you say, this is all crap. These guys are liars. They're scamming this, yada, yada, yada. They can't account for twice the national debt. Like, I lost $20 in the laundry. We have a rule at my house. If you
yes,
don't take your clothes out of the dryer and somebody else does, that's your money. So,
it's a good rule because I'm doing the laundry here.
Well, it makes people do their own laundry. it's just crazy. I just can't believe the level of what's going on. And, you know, there is also something, I don't know if you know about this, but there is a Middle East cat. I forget what his name is. He's quite popular. He did an interview with, I believe it was Comedy Central. And yes. The guy who was interviewing him was, you know, talking, saying basically kind of somewhat Middle Eastern racial slurs. And they tried to edit the interview to make this Middle East guy look bad. And I'm sure somebody will bring it up. But he actually set his phone down and had a recording the entire time. So when they put out their thing, which they made it seem like it was, it happened months ago, but they made it seem like it was just for the thing that happened in New Zealand. And he recorded the whole thing secretly. And so they put out this thing and they made the guy look really bad. Like he was anti-Muslim and, you know, all this stuff. But he had a secret recording going on the whole time. So yeah, it's just more and more of us finding out that they're all liars and thieves. It's all a game. It's all a show. They're all actors. I think,
you know what it reminds me of? Do you remember the movie They Live? It was this real low budget movie, and there was this big thing over these sunglasses, these sunglasses, where when you put the glasses on, you saw the world as it really was. And all the mind control that was going on, and you know the aliens that were among us, which we could substitute politicians. And there was this wonderful scene where the guy with the sunglasses is trying to get somebody else, just try the glasses. And the guy says, "I don't want to try the glasses." And they literally get into a fist fight. And we're seeing a lot of that right now. But bit by bit, I think the American people are waking up. And I think the full ramifications of the corporate media's embarrassment over the Mueller report have yet to play out. I think for a lot of people, it's still settling in. There are probably a lot of people who are, you know, just now catching up to it, where their friends are saying, do you understand what happened on Monday? The Mueller report came out and there was no Trump-Russia collusion. The corporate media lied to us. Again, look at Rachel Maddow's numbers, and I think we're probably going to see a similar drop in numbers across all of the corporate media.
Well, yeah, too, and you got a lot of people, because, you know, you intermix with people, and so you have a lot of people, you're at bars, restaurants, whatever, at work, and people are talking about, oh, Trump this. Well, what do they say now? You know, I think they've kind of come to this point to where they're like, ooh, okay, maybe I was bamboozled because, you know, they were taught, I mean, somebody did a video, and I think it was like over 300 times or something like that, that over the last 2 years that all of these liberal-leaning, well, they're all liberal-leaning now, even Fox News, smoking gun, we got him now. You know, all of these little, you know, sentences about how we got him this time, oh, he's got this time, oh, he got nothing. And then the internet thing in Europe, oh my God! I just turned 40 last month. So, you know, I have friends that are older in their 60s and stuff like that, and they have never, ever seen anything like this. This is complete craziness. But it just goes to show, why is it that these politicians hang on so hard and they're so shady is because they are mentally ill people who are willing to do anything to have a piece of power. Anything.
Yeah, they are. They're sociopathic behavior. And they're on medication. Did you know there's actually a pharmacy inside the Capitol building?
Yes, I remember you talking about this, and I've told people about this. You look at people like Nancy, you know, these are supposed to be the elite, the super intelligent, the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
These freaking morons have like a 55 freaking IQ. Because they can't put sentences together. You ask a simple question, they're like, and you're like, what the hell's going on? You know, in their attempt with AOC to try to skew that really, really hard line they were pulling, and they're like, oh, she's saying too much. Nope, saying too much. And that's what I tell about people. They're like, oh, Ilhan Omar, she hates you. I go, you know what she said, right?
Yeah.
Well, what she said, that AIPAC isn't registered as a foreign lobby like they should be by law.
Which is absolutely true. Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials.
Man.
We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. First, I wanted to say to Tom in Florida, you know, we're with you, brother, but you got to slow it down so we can understand, catch it all together, and you got to quit listening to Dave Hodges with this Cuban people in Venezuela craziness, because there's no, I haven't seen anything that proves that. I don't know if you have, Michael, but I haven't.
I haven't either. And part of the problem is that there are a lot of entities that are pouring deliberate bad information onto the internet and the independent media to try and make us look kooky to drive the audience back to the corporate media. But after this grand plongé of Russiagate, I think the corporate media is in serious, serious trouble. And I know that my readership is going up and we've got a good listenership at RBN. We don't know exactly what it is because we're not on Arbitron. I know that this show is the darling of the Part 15 hobby transmitters across the country, and thanks to you all for carrying my program. And I don't want to name names, but yeah, there are websites out there that exist solely to put out nonsensical stories. I saw one the other day which said that Queen Elizabeth had died, and you know, they're made to look like they're serious news sites. It's not a humor or satire site. It's not like it's The Onion where it's obvious what you're being told is, humor. And by the way, we're coming up on April Fool's Day, so everybody has to be extra vigilant that you're not being fed a joke story.
Yeah, and I just wanted to also mention back to Venezuela. You know, if the U.S. really wanted to do something and show some gratuitous gesture, why they knew all those people were starving. Why didn't they airlift food like they would do in all these other nations and all this other kind of stuff? Why didn't they go in there with food, water, and this whole, what they used to randomly do just, in general? And they didn't do anything like that.
Well, they had that stunt they pulled at that one bridge between Colombia and Venezuela. But, I mean, look at the utter hypocrisy. The reason the people of Venezuela are in such trouble right now, even before the U.S., trying to change their government, is decades of U.S. economic warfare and exploitation by the bankers. And it's a repeat of some of the stuff that we saw the U.S. government doing in places back in the 1960s, 1970s, places like Nicaragua, which is why most of South America does not like people from the United States.
And then I wanted to hit back on that Russian commentary. And do you recall during the debates when Trump said if there was some impropriety of the election from outside, they asked Trump, they said, well, if it wasn't, I forget exactly how it went, but if it wasn't something substantiated, that he would go with the election results? And Hillary Clinton said, no, I'll challenge him all the way.
It was the other way around. During the debates, Trump was asked that would he accept the results of the election, and he said only if there was no indication of election fraud. And immediately he was attacked by Hillary and Obama. How dare you imply our election system is not 100% honest and accurate? And then, of course, following the election, you had all these people who were out there screaming, "Oh, you know, we've got to investigate the election. It had to be crooked." And then all of a sudden they said, "No, don't investigate the election." And Hillary basically went back to plotting her comeback, which apparently the latest word now is that if no strong front runner emerges by the fall in the Democratic field, that she's going to step back on in. I don't think she's going to do very well. She's going to try and steal the White House again. But I don't think she's going to have the base she had before because of all that's gone down. Right now, the Democratic Party is destroying its own brand. With all this craziness, with the Russiagate thing, with the constant attacks on Donald Trump, even people who think maybe Trump is not doing a good job, and I'm one of them, they're looking at the behavior of the Democrats and saying, we cannot have this as the leadership of the United States of America. There's going to be the issue of Hillary's health. And, of course, if she does step on back in, we're going to bring back all of the scandals that have followed her, going all the way back to the murder of Vincent Foster, right up to the rigging of the 2016 primaries to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, well, the hypocrisy has been amazing, and it's just a good thing we got independent media such as yourself to be able to document it and keep up with it, which brings me to my final point. People, in order to keep something like this going, we got to support RBN. $15, $20, $25 does a lot. So I hope everyone will contribute who can and as often as they can. And Mike, thanks for another good show.
All right. Well, thank you very much for those kind words, and thank you for that solicitation on behalf of RBN. And once again, the network does thank you. I thank you. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, here's an interesting little development. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has warned political strategists and vendors that if they support candidates mounting primary challenges against incumbent House Democrats, the party will cut them off from business. How very undemocratic of the Democratic Party to do so. They're basically saying, if you try and support anybody who's going after the incumbent Democratic House members, forget about doing business with us. Speaking of Bernie Sanders, apparently his 2020 campaign has already been hit with a Federal Election Commission complaint. And apparently the problem has to do with some people who are working for his campaign, including Maria Belencisa, who's an illegal immigrant from Argentina, who's in the United States under the protections of the Obama-era Deferred Actions for Childhood Arrivals program. She serves as the Deputy National Press Secretary for Bernie's 2020 campaign and also collects a salary from Sanders' failed 2016 campaign. Well, here is the problem. Sisa and two others, who are apparently foreign nationals, are a problem. It's a violation of federal election law because foreign nationals are prohibited from working in any capacity in the decision-making process of any person with regard to election-related activities. They want to keep the elections American. Now, whether this was a legitimate investigation or they're already trying to get Bernie out of the race, I mean, this is going to be a dirty campaign, especially if Hillary is seriously thinking about stepping back in. You're going to see the Democratic candidates get picked off one by one, and starting with one of the strongest, Bernie Sanders. It's like what Richard Nixon did during his reelection with the creep and the dirty trick squad, where they basically derailed any Democrat who stood a chance of beating Nixon to make sure that Nixon ran against George McGovern. And of course, Nixon steamrolled over him, and then it all came out during the Watergate mess. Okay. Project Veritas is out with a new video. They're doing really good work. They continue to do really, really good work. And this new one has to do with voters who move from New York to Florida who are discovering that people in New York are still voting in their name. So there's still massive election fraud going on. This mess has got to be cleaned up. All right, let's talk a little bit about the economy here. Mortgage bankers suffered a record loss on originations in the fourth quarter, meaning fewer and fewer people are taking out mortgages. And I guess they're pretty desperate out there because now Fannie Mae is declaring support for illegal immigrants, mortgage borrowers who are here under the Deferred Action for Child Aliens Act. That's pretty darn desperate here. Half of older Americans have nothing in retirement savings. That's getting to be a major problem, especially with Social Security hovering on the edge of bankruptcy. And here is a good one. Apparently, Deutsche Bank has decided they're going to provide the U.S. House of Representatives with financial records related to President Donald Trump. And Representative Maxine Waters confirmed that a House investigation into the president's finances would involve details of the bank's relations with Trump. Again, they're coming back with more investigations. What are you investigating? What are you looking for? Oh, we don't know. We're just investigating. So apparently, Trump borrowed millions over decades from Deutsche Bank, and they're now coming up with the paperwork. So Deutsche Bank does not respect its customers' privacy, which, in my mind, is a good reason not to do business with Deutsche Bank. Yesterday, we reported on how the Pentagon had identified or basically released $1 billion to go toward Trump's border wall. But apparently today, the U.S. House of Representatives Armed Services Committee basically blocked the plan. So again, the Democrats are just keeping that border open because, oh, they need those illegal immigrant voters. If all the illegals were shoved back over the border, or if even if there was just a national voter ID law, the Democrats would be in real trouble in 2020. I mean, it's still only a guess how many illegal immigrants voted for Hillary in 2016, but it numbers in the millions. Over in Great Britain, Prime Minister Theresa May says that she will step down once Brexit is delivered. Once Parliament okays her deal and they move forward with the Brexit, she will step down. Her government is in trouble. Right now, there are 15 unfilled positions in her administration. She's just had resignation after resignation after resignation. Can't keep it put together. Now, on the lighter side of things, you know, March 29th was supposed to be the day Brexit was final. It's being delayed for a couple of weeks, but a lot of parties were being planned, and the attitude seems to be, let's go ahead and have the parties anyway. So March 29th, there's going to be parties all over Great Britain celebrating the impending arrival of Brexit. And Let's see. Event managers of a bash organized in Eastbourne, East Sussex, suggested that Brexit is happening whether we want it to or not, so we might as well be drunk. And that's the British for you. And I think looking at those celebrations might convince Parliament not to try and find a way to prevent Brexit at all, because then there will be yellow vests in the streets and it will be ugly. All right, let's talk about Captain Marvel. And the movie is out there. A lot of people are saying it is just pure pro-U.S. military propaganda. It's leftist in the extreme. And everybody say, well, you just hate Captain Marvel because she's female. No, that's not true. The audience is out there. You know, they didn't have a problem with Black Widow or Jean Grey or any of the other female superheroes in the comic books. It's just Captain Marvel is just so left, she turns the reading audience off. And now, social justice warriors are demanding that she be gay. You know, they want Captain Marvel to openly embrace the LGBT lifestyle. Whatever happened to comic books just as entertainment? So, it's amazing here. Over at Gonzaga University, they're going to host an event about whether the Disney hit movie Moana is really about rape. This is not from The Onion. I am not kidding you. A professor at Gonzaga University in Spokane, Washington, is going to host an event challenging students to analyze if Disney's Moana is actually about rape and not about a strong young woman who saves her island from a curse. This is coming from philosophy professor Danielle Lane. And the event is jointly sponsored by the university's Women and Gender Studies and Native American Studies departments. Now, apparently this professor is set to argue that the Western patriarchy and masculinity at large attack the feminine through the environment and cultural differences. Now, I don't know about you. I've watched Moana. I didn't pick up on any of that. But apparently, Lane has issued this little newsletter to try and promote the event, and it says Lane will advance a controversial thesis wherein she suggests the film is an extended rape metaphor. That is really getting on out there. And by the way, how do things like this help college students get a job after graduation so that they can pay off those student loans? And getting even more ridiculous here, over at the School of Oriental and African Studies in London, students are demanding that Plato, Descartes, and Immanuel Kant should be dropped from the curriculum because they are white. Oh, and they're saying the majority of philosophers in our courses should be from Africa and Asia. Now look at who's being racist. Now, when I was in school, we didn't look at any of these people's faces for color or anything. We looked at the quality of their thinking. And that's why these men are famous. They were great thinkers. All right, out in Boeing land, apparently a Boeing 737 MAX had to make an emergency landing in Orlando. Apparently they had an engine problem. Now, the plane was not carrying any passengers because the Boeings are grounded for commercial flights, but they're still allowed to shuttle back and forth. And the plane was being taken out to Victorville, California, where Southwest is storing the airplane. But again, bad timing for Boeing. Right now, American Airlines is having to cancel 90 flights a day as the 737 MAX remains grounded. Now, the 737 MAX mess is just the tip of the iceberg of Boeing's problems. Remember, their main market is the military products. And apparently, there are issues with the Space Launch System Heavy Rocket Program, developed by Defense Space and Security Division, received flak from Congress amid repeated delays and expected cost overruns. Now, according to Giovanni Di Briganti, a defense analyst and editor-in-chief of DefenseAerospace.com, the problems faced by Boeing may be more than temporary and may, in fact, signal a much broader problem with the company and its management. And I would agree with him because of that decision to keep these two additional safety systems off the 737 MAX unless the airlines wanted to pay for them, pay extra for them. And here's a good one here. British Airways had an airplane that was supposed to fly to Dusseldorf, and instead it flew its passengers to Edinburgh instead. And people were, the mistake was only spotted when landing, when the passengers were welcomed to Edinburgh. And according to one account, the pilot took a show of hands from passengers to see which ones had expected to land in Germany. And British Airways is saying it was a paperwork snafu. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. David in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you when you're just talking about this, I think, you know, the patriarch and all that, I think one of the better speakers on this is Professor, Jordan Peterson. Because he blows holes in that whole thing with male privilege and all that stuff. And there's a lot of people like Ben Shapiro and a lot of other ones take them on. Even Yiannopoulos, even though he's quite controversial, a lot of times they block these speakers from coming. I think
yes.
Because they have the goods, they have the data, and they don't want to hear data. It's just, you know, for instance, they don't take an account. Do women want to do all the terrible jobs that, you know, some of the men do, the more dangerous ones, like working on a bridge and different things like that? But anyways, Jordan is one of the best things if you put in white privilege or put in, you know, toxic masculinity. He just blows holes in that whole thing. So that's about all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, thank you for the reference, and we'll see about trying to get him here on the show. So thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
Thank you.
All right. They're starting to call it the bribe tribe, and that is all these teachers, professors, corrupt coaches, and profit proctors who made millions off of parents in this college admission scandal. And another name for it is Operation Varsity Blues. They're in court. They're all pleading not guilty, but apparently a dozen athletic coaches, test administrators, and others, including people who wrote term papers and took entrance exams on behalf of these rich kids, they're all in trouble. And this is a mess. It discredits the university system. These are some of the most prestigious universities in the country, the top universities, Yale, UCLA, places like that. And it's going to damage their reputation. It's damaging the reputation of American education as a whole, along with Common Core, which even Bill Gates now admits was a bad idea. And we're seeing the effect of Common Core. You know, that whole flat earth thing, that nonsense out there? Apparently Forbes did a poll and found that only two-thirds of respondents are convinced that the earth is round. The others are kind of like not really sure. And believe it or not, the flat earthers are going to get their own reality TV show where they trudge on out to find the edge of the world. It's probably going to be as frustrating seeing a resolution to the show as the mystery of Oak Island, where we keep hoping they're going to come up with something and they don't season after season after season. Up in the Sierras in Donner Pass, they're still digging out from winter and they've got another snowstorm coming in the way. Over in Greenland, there's this major Greenland glacier that was kind of the poster child, you know, for the fastest shrinking ice and snow mass that the global warming people were putting on out there. And sorry to report, the glacier is growing again. So NASA is saying, it's only temporary, it's only temporary. Human-caused global warming is real, it's only temporary. But what we're looking at right now is the world's greatest agricultural disaster here in the United States of America. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers say rivers have breached at least a dozen levees in Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri. And, of course, the politicians are out there saying, oh, it was climate change, it was climate change. They were shouting global warming. Why didn't you do something about it? Why didn't, instead of spending all this money on all these wars and blowing up all these other countries, go on out there and work on this critical infrastructure? Because we knew since last autumn this was going to be a bad winter. There was going to be a lot of snow. And when snow melts, there's a lot of flood water. And nobody did anything about it. And now we have farm fields that are drowned probably till May, which means no crops coming from them. 1 million calves have drowned, which means the beef market is decimated. There are going to be food shortages in this country. So, yeah, come on, illegal immigrants, pour on in here and help strain our food supply even more. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the massive flooding that's taking place in the Midwest and how the nation, the government, was unprepared for it, despite clear indications that it was going to be a bad flood season. You got a lot of snow. you got a lot of floodwaters. No, 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 we have to go off and mess around in Venezuela and Syria. That's what's important. Governing is choosing. Governing is prioritizing. And, you know, those farmers out there, they can take care of themselves. Well, not really. Part of the problem that we're seeing is that the flooding is so bad that a lot of the grain silos are collapsing. They're literally collapsing. Others are simply being flooded at the bottom, which means the grain in them is going to start rotting from the bottom up. And so we're talking thousands of tons of grain lost in Iowa. The flooding is taking place, causing damage in Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Nebraska. And $3 billion in damage is estimated. And there will be food food prices are going to go through the roof. There are going to be food shortages, which is why keeping that southern border open and allowing a flood of hungry mouths to continue to flood into our country is absolute insanity. It could lead to food riots and chaos. I think somebody once said was that it only takes missing seven meals to go from civilization to anarchy. Down in Florida, their orange industry is in decline because of all of these hard freezes they've had in recent years that has shortened their growing seasons. They're basically saying global warming killed orange farming in Orange County, Florida. They just wanted to push that idea. Human-caused global warming. Global warming. What's all that snow? Forget about the snow. Just think global warming, carbon tax, obedience to a global environmental authority. That's all you need to think about. Don't look out the window. Don't look at the snow and ice. Insane. Just insane. NASA had to scrap their first ever all-woman spacewalk. Normally, the spacewalks are done either with two men or a man and a woman. This was going to be the first ever all-woman spacewalk. Had nothing to do with sexism. One of the female astronauts decided she wanted a suit in a smaller size, and there wasn't time to get the suit configured in time for the walk, which took place last Friday. So a little bit of silliness there here. Okay, Asus software update platform was hacked, used to spread malware. This is coming from Kaspersky Labs. It really is out of control. By the way, there is a new system out there to try and protect email from spam and domain spoofing. It's called DMARC. You can find out about it at DMARC.org. It's a real pain to use, but it's apparently the way the industry is trying to fight back against all this abuse of our internet. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. And I assume that John Stadmiller is following along. So stay tuned for him. He's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Thank you all for donating to Republic Broadcasting. It was really great when we had that hardware meltdown earlier in the month. Please share what you learned here with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.